It's the morning listen for May 11th. The psalmist says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light upon my path." So let's listen to that lamp, that light, from Psalm 102. Psalm 102, the first 11 verses, are a prayer, a cry for help, somebody who is in great distress. And it's interesting to look at the specific ways they describe their distress. Verse 3 says, "My bones burn like glowing embers." You ever felt that way? What about this one? Verse 4 says, "I forget to eat my food." Now, on the surface, that sounds something to chuckle about. But you know what? As people approach the end of life, that often happens. They forget to eat. My friend Nancy is lying in a bed 90 minutes from here, and she's dying. She's probably forgetting to eat her food. Verse 5 says, "I groan out loud." You've probably done that. I certainly have. Verse 7 says, "I lie awake." When we're in distress, sleeplessness is a desperately painful thing. And verse 9 says, "I mingle my drink with tears," which is a poetic way of saying, "I'm weeping so much that they're pouring right into my cup." But verse 12 is a turning point. Verse 12, the psalmist writes, "But you, Lord, sit enthroned forever. Your renown endures through all generations." If you worshiped with us yesterday, you'll remember that Habakkuk pulls out two wonderfully comforting verses of grace toward the end of chapter 2. And one of them is the reminder that God is on his throne, that he is Lord over everything. It's that confidence that helps us to make it through the difficult days. May this be a day in which you are reminded that God is with you and God is for you. Join me in prayer. Lord God, Almighty Everlasting Father, you have brought us in safety to this new day. Preserve us with your mighty power so that we might not fall into sin or be overcome by adversity. And in all we do, direct us to the fulfilling of your purpose, we pray, through Christ our Lord. Amen. God bless your day.